Today is March the 14th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray. An ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace, so beautiful, the creator and designer. Everything that we need and everything that we want, so faithful to wake us up again. You are gracious and generous, the hope of education, the intelligent designer, and the just judge, the kinsman redeemer, and the Lord of all of us. You are mighty to serve, and the name above all names, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, perfect in all of your ways, righteous, and you are the Son of God and the Son of Man. Lord, you're the testimony across the sky and the unmatched beauty. You are victorious, the way and the life and the truth, and our example that we should follow each day in school. You are Yahweh and the God of Zion. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the children. Help us to seek out ways to bless them. Help us seek out ways to praise them. And help us to find your heart so that we may display it to them. We thank you, Lord. We adore you and look so forward to the reading of your word. We ask you for all of this help in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the word of God. What was Jesus doing when he said these words? When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them. The word of God, Matthew 21, verses 24 to 27. I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man? And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then didn't you believe him?' But if we say from man, we're afraid of the crowd, for they hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." The word of God, Matthew 21, verses 24 to 27. Praise God for his incredible words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee" by Amy Grant. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, God of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other. Lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the happy chorus, which the morning stars began. Father love is reigning o'er us. Brother love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us sunward in the triumph song of life. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this ageless song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray together at precisely 1:16 p.m. each and every school day, and we base it on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today we are going to be praying scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So the shortened version of our prayer today is, please pray to rejoice always and to pray without ceasing. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in the last one of his fourth series called The Great Race, and he invited Dr. Mella Davis to share with us again today. The devotional is entitled Stand and Testify, The Power of Praise. The scripture she chose is Psalm 22, verse 3. God inhabits the praises of his people. Admit it. There are students you can't stand, students that drive you crazy. There are probably even a few staff members or parents that you have dealt with this school year that you feel the same way about. You know Romans 12:21 tells us to overcome evil with good. You know that as a good Christian teacher, you are supposed to be full of the fruit of the Spirit, joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. But it's so hard. Sometimes you are simply fruitless, or you find yourself full of rotten fruit. Sometimes the evil in others seems to jump on you like a spider monkey that won't let go, and you want to treat them as they are treating you or others, which you know is the opposite of the teaching of Jesus. You know, as the follower of Jesus, you're not supposed to feel the way you do, but you do. I do too. Within the last year, the Thrive, through Innovation, Values, and Education program here in South Africa, was called by the Lord to expand into a new resettlement camp. I used to call it a shanty town, but instead now I call it a blessed town, due to the lesson that the Lord has taught me through Chriswell, a 3-year-old resident there. Just think, a PhD teacher like me, who has been granted the highest honor and accolades possible in academia here in the United States, was schooled by a 3-year-old shoeless child in South Africa. I love these kinds of lessons. Doesn't God have an incredible sense of humor? Doesn't he love to keep us humble? The Lord called us to start an outreach to the girls in a community called Avion Park, patterned after what we had done in Riverview, Blessed Town. We fixed up an old community facility and then opened it up for ministry on Thursday evenings with the intent of serving girls ages 7 to 17. When we finally opened for service, we found the whole curious surrounding youth community arrived. Both male and female youth came who were from ages 3 to 16. There was no boys or girls club or YMCA in this community, and no activities to keep these youth positively engaged after school. My heart was torn. God called me initially to serve only girls in Africa. I asked him, Lord, what should I do? The answer I got was the scripture, Let the little children come unto me. Matthew 19, verse 14. So our team began to serve both boys and girls from toddler through high school. One of the toddlers, Chriswell, was the source of much consternation for me. He was a 3-year-old Taz, the offspring of the Tasmanian Devil cartoon character. He was a whirling dervish that was all over the facility, including standing and running on top of tables. He was the wild child of Borneo among 50 youth with few adults to supervise. He loved to try to get people to chase him. That was his primary objective. He was so disruptive, and I was so frustrated. I think he was the first student I ever served in 18 years who I asked the Lord not to allow to show up to class next time we opened the door. One of the other workers saw my great consternation with Criswell, and she came up to me and told me, "Peacefully, but firmly, call him Mighty Man of God, and simply give him the direct instruction you want him to follow, then ignore him. Praise him then when he does what you ask." During the next session of Thrive and Thereafter, I began to put into practice the strategies the Lord gave me through my colleague. "Criswell, Mighty Man of God, get off the table and sit in the chair. Criswell, Mighty Man of God, slow down and walk. Criswell, Mighty Man of God, stop pulling that girl's hair. Please put your hands at your side." In 4 to 6 weeks, I never had to give anything but praise to Criswell because he became a model toddler in the program. Criswell had begun to thrive. Several of the older girls I had been mentoring had taken him under their wings and were giving him the individual love and attention he needed. I now always remember to seek Criswell out each afternoon. We meet to give him a big hug and to praise and thank him for everything he is doing right now. The Lord reminded me of the King James Version scriptures. "God inhabits the praises of his people," from Psalm 22, verse 3. And, "Call things that are not as though they were," Romans 4, 17. I had always interpreted Psalm 22 scriptures to mean God was present when we praise and thank him. But he showed me that when people praise and thank others, he is there imparting his divine presence and love as well. Who are your youth and adult Criswells this year in your school? What are you calling them? What are you saying to them? What are you saying behind their backs? Are you giving them godly direction through thought, word, and deed? Are you speaking the truth to them and praising them for strengths and good things that God allows you to see in them? In Proverbs, we are told, "Life and death are in our tongues." Are you speaking life into the students, staff, and parents that you serve? Dear Lord, when Balaam, the Old Testament prophet, was paid to curse the Israelites, he opened his mouth to curse them, but all that you allowed to come out of his mouth was praise. Close all our mouths to condemnation and judgment of others in our schools, and may you replace it with truth, praise, and thanksgiving. Amen. The prayer. Lord, life be in our tongues. Life be. Teach us to call things that are not as though they are. Praise, come forth. And that was our devotional written by Dr. Mella Davis. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's comes from A.A. Milne, the author of Winnie the Pooh. "Piglet, how do you spell love?" "Pooh, you don't spell it, you feel it." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 21, verses 24 to 27. "I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we're afraid of the crowd, for they hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Oh, precious God, almighty King, thank you for your authority over us in every aspect of our lives. And thank you, Lord, for being the ruler of our public schools. Whether they want to invite you in or not, you are there each and every day with each and every one of us. And we praise you for that. Give us the strength to be your ambassadors and to be contagious. We love you, adore you, and need you. Thank you for all of this. In the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.